Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. This perek will talk about the type of damage called bor, a pit in a public area, bor b'reshut harabim, which really signifies any type of damage that doesn't move and that could hurt somebody. We'll talk about first a barrel that was left in the reshut harabim, like a rehov, a street, and it could cause damage to somebody. What happens in that situation? Mishnah says, Hamaniach et hakad b'reshut harabim. If somebody leaves a barrel on the ground or a jug in the reshut harabim in the public area, uba acher v'nitkalba u'shvara, then somebody walks, he falls over it, and then he breaks it, patur. That person is exempt from paying for it. People usually do not walk in the reshut harabim expecting to trip on something, so they can't be blamed for the damage that they cause to that jug. They're not supposed to notice that it's in the public area, and it's not something that they really should notice. Therefore, this person didn't do anything wrong. We're coming off of the last Mishnah in the previous perek, which told us Adam mu'ad le'olam, that a person is always mu'ad. He always has to pay for damages that he does. But what we're saying here is only when he's expected, which is very broad, he's expected to take care of his own situation. But here, person's walking in the public domain, he's walking in the street. You can't expect him to look down, and if he trips on something and causes damage to it, we can't expect him to pay for that. That's the chidush of this Mishnah right here. V'im huzak ba, ba'al habayit hayav bin isko. And not only is he not obligated to pay for something that he damages in the reshut harabim when he trips over it, but if he was injured, if he hurt himself on that jug, the owner of the jug is obligated to pay him for his injury, because it's a board, it's like a pit in the reshut harabim. So it's anything similar to that that hurt him. Even if the owner of this jug gave up ownership, he says, "Oh, I'm putting it there, it's not mine anymore." No, he put it in the public area, and therefore he's responsible as if he still owned it, even though it currently didn't belong to him. Nishbera kado b'reshut harabim. If somebody was carrying water in the reshut harabim and then he fell over, and that jug broke in the public area, v'hu halak echad b'mayim, or shelaka b'haraseha, and somebody slipped on that water, or they were injured by the pieces of pottery that were part of that jug. It broke into pieces, and then it hurt this person. We say hayav, the owner of that jug is obligated to pay. The owner of this jug did something wrong when he fell and when he broke that pot or that jug, therefore he is obligated and he's responsible for the damage that he caused, for everything that he had on the ground because of him, and therefore he has to pay for the damage that he caused. We learn from this principle that nitkal posheyahu, if somebody falls, he's considered to be negligent when he falls, and therefore he's responsible for everything that happens because of his fall. That's the opinion of Tanakh Kama. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Bemitkaven hayav, be'eno mitkaven patur. Says Rabbi Yehuda, if he intends to hold on to ownership of the water and of the shards of pottery, he's obligated. If he doesn't intend to hold on to them, he is patur. What we're really saying over here is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is he does not hold that nitkal posheyahu. He says if somebody falls, it's not their problem. They didn't do anything wrong. They're not negligent when they fall. Mistakes happened, and therefore they didn't do anything wrong when they fell. Therefore, in terms of the pottery and the damage that it caused, if somebody else tripped on them, immediately, if they fell right away, it's not this person's problem. He didn't do anything wrong. When does it become his problem? Only if he has the intention to hold on to them. If he wants to keep them, then his property, which is still in the reshut harabim, is causing damage to somebody. Therefore, he's hayav. He is responsible for the damage that occurs. But if he does not want to keep them, if he wants to give up ownership of them, he would be patur. He would be exempt. He wouldn't have been responsible for the damage that they caused, because it's not his property anymore once he gave up ownership. And you could say that here he could make something hefker because he's anus. He didn't want this to happen. He didn't place the water or the shards of pottery in the street on purpose. He fell and they broke, and therefore now he has the ability to give up ownership and not be responsible, as opposed to what we had in the beginning of the Mishnah. In the beginning of the Mishnah, when the person was maniach et hakad, he placed down with his own kavanah. He intended to place it down and then somebody fell. In that case, he would be responsible even if he made that kadhef ked. In here, end of the Mishnah, he's not responsible according to the Biyuhuda because he was anus. It wasn't his fault. He didn't realize it was about to happen. And like we hold, nitkal, en olaf posheahu, someone who falls, it's not their fault, not their responsibility. So if he gives up ownership of it, it's not his responsibility, and he does not have to pay for the damage that he caused.